Simeon Ross. I said it as if I was two people.
You are Simeon Ross. Yeah. We are Simeon. You are Simeon Ross. Oh my God, who wrote this? I love my shorty. Mm-hmm. Shawty. Mm-hmm. I love my shawty. Mm-hmm. But sometimes her pom pom is a little.
He's struggling to read, bro.
Am I struggling to read? He struggled to write. I'm going to say this exactly. Please. Okay. I love my shawty, but sometimes a pum pum is a little funky. How do I tell her?
Oh, I know exactly who this is. This guy's actually a major, major artist, like major rap artist.
Really?
He's from the United Arab Emirates.
Yo, okay.
Yeah, he's massive. I'm going to show you the stuff afterwards.
Yeah.
But he's hilarious and I understand what he's trying to say there.
Yeah, I know what he's trying to say. I understand it. So, you know those dishwashing tablets?
Yeah.
Just while she's sleeping.
On top or inside?
You have to go inside. They clean. They need moisture to work.
Now I'm just thinking about. No, you don't actually. You don't need to use the tablets. You must treat it like how South Africans treat cars.
Yeah.
You take a baby soft, just leave it inside the pants. Leave it inside the underwear. You just put it on top of the thigh.
It's a stay soft refills. That's what he's talking about. And it's even more effective if the sun hits it. So yeah. When you guys go to the beach, just chuck one of
that lavender. The purple stay soft.
No, look, my friend, I don't want to bomber your clot, but
did I call that baby soft? It's stay soft. You take the stay soft.
You sometimes sometimes you just gotta eat it stinky, man.
No, you don't have to do that. Yours also stinky.
Yeah, but I'm saying like you also stink sometimes.
Yes,
she's probably telling nose plugs. Her friends. Yeah,
if you just do that, but don't do it in front of her. Don't be like.
Yeah, don't like.
What are you doing?
Don't nothing. Actively nothing. Put on goggles. And diving goggles and
there's a snorkel all of a sudden. Yo, are we making love? What's going on?
Yeah,
are you like. Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do
just
that.
Be subtle with it, but just do what has to be done.
I used to tell a girl, let's go shower all the time. She used to say, why do we shower four times?
When I'm Muslim.
That's what I said.
My body's a temple. It's like that.
Yeah, some lux.
But you do that with even your friends that stink. It's like, I'm bored. Let's go have a shower.
With a friend.
No, you don't shower with a friend. You're just like,
I've never gone with my best friend. It's like, yo, Dean, listen. Damn, bro. Let's go get the shower together.
No, I'm paranoid about that shit. I'm paranoid about stinking and stuff.
Yeah,
if
someone stinks, I'm gone.
Yeah.
You see me chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck.
That's why I don't, I'm not intimate in the morning.
I think this is an offline conversation with you and your wife.
No, I'm just saying.
Is it because you stink?
Both.
Okay.
The beck.
Yeah. You must brush your teeth.
You must.
Even if I'm just kissing. That's why in the club you got me Aqua Fresh on one side, toothbrush on the other.
In the club. Wow. Is there such a thing as too fresh? Like it burns.
Yeah, it's called Aqua Fresh.
No, like when you kiss, it burns. Like the mint is too strong.
Are you talking about herpes, dog?
No, I'm talking about like it was too fresh. Like you just ate the airwave and now you're like, yeah.
Nice. You cannot have too little mint in your life.
Okay.
Mint as a flavor is great.
Yeah.
There's no one will ever complain if you kiss a person and you taste like bubblegum or.
Yeah. Well, then instead of like a dishwashing tablet, like a triple X.
No,
mint,
don't go down there.
Like a triple X mint.
That will burn. That will burn.
A triple X mint.
Yeah.
The strong one.
Yeah, the strong one. Will burn.
Only one way to find out, my man.
I found out, my man.
I'm buying too many running shoes.
Oh, yes.
I'm 3 pairs in, mm-hmm. and I'm still not happy.
I'm 2 days into college, and I'm 3 lectures behind. Every single time I see these numbers of 3 and 2, I only think of that song.
I don't know that song.
You need to get on the TikToks.
The TikToks.
There's this guy, let's name him Colin. He says he wants to be mine, but he doesn't really sit with me quite right, and he doesn't really like the things I like, and I came back and asked myself, what am I doing in the middle of the night?
This doesn't sound like a song I would listen to.
Yeah, definitely. Not with that mullet, I tell you that.
Why?
You listen to songs with swear words.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can tell.
Is there no swear words in that song? That song.
Okay. What's the question again?
They're running shoes. They bought three pairs in, and they're still not happy.
The thing is, you'll never be happy with the running shoes you have, because inevitably, you know, running shoes, eventually they get worn out.
Yeah. Well, the problem is your feet.
Toe shoes.
I think go to a podiatrist.
Yes, but that still doesn't work. I've been to a podiatrist many times.
Okay.
I've got 4 pairs of running shoes.
Yeah, but your feet are all f***ed up.
Yeah, I overpronate.
How could you be so archless?
How could you be so archless? No, I overpronate. 3 running shoes, there's no problem with it. Buy more. Or I've got a friend.
But a running shoe, typically, we're talking over 2,000 rand.
Yeah, 2,500 rand, 3,000 rand.
People can't just buy more.
Yeah, but you see, if you're into running, right? And you're buying those running shoes already, you've got the money.
That's true.
Maybe it's also a recovery thing, but bad advice, this is what I would suggest. When I did the marathon last year, I was very upset because there's these guys, not the quadriplegics or paraplegics.
Whoa.
They can move their hands, they just don't, their legs.
Oh, the leg plegics.
Yes, they will go for leg plegics. Yeah. I think that's the word.
I'm but, sure that's they,
they've got that special cycle. That
the hand cycle.
And they look so cool.
Yeah.
And they fast, eh?
No, but can you do it if you're not a leg plegic?
Well, I don't know.
Are you appropriating their culture?
I don't know. But I mean, like, that looked fun.
Yeah.
But that's probably more expensive because they got, like, a special riding equipment.
No, but we can hire one. But
maybe. Well, let someone push you, dog. Let someone push you.
But why are they not happy? Is it times or is it comfort or is it things? Because maybe you should just quit running.
You'll save money.
Yeah, 100%.
You'll save money.
You know, for something that almost everyone can do, it's still an affluent sport.
It's so expensive.
Like, it's ridiculous.
I had a friend, though, that did Yusuf Omar. I'll tell you the story.
Ready for story time?
We went to go do a race one day. He flew in from Australia. He's like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow morning? Mm. Very active guy. And I was just like, I'm running this 21. He's like, oh, I'll come join you.
21.
Can you do something for me? Anyway, he's like, yo. You see, this guy will never listen to that song.
Never.
I was doing this 21. My guy pitched up at the race. No race number, nothing, dog. Didn't pay entrance fee, nix. He came, shorts, vest, suitable running attire, Air Force Ones. Now, I'm looking at him, and like you know me, I'm into my running.
Yeah.
I look at this guy like,
anyway. That's a gangster move, though.
That guy, we're running now. We're about 4 kilometers in, the first hill appears. This guy goes, so do you have any tips for running?
Tip number one,
get appropriate shoes. Right? He's like, oh, do you have any tips for like taking hills? I was just like, hey, I've got running sayings. Hey?
Yeah.
Like, I make runners feel good. For example, a bad day of running is better than a good day of not running.
Oh, my God.
It motivates them.
I know, but
I look at
it through a cynical lens because I used to run, so I know this is all bullshit.
Your personal best is only about how you feel.
Oh my God.
I've got these things. I'm not joking when I say this. I'm preparing to be on one of those podcasts with other men where we talk about like men's vulnerabilities and they can put that motivational music underneath my voice. It'll be like, yo, it's okay to be open and vulnerable. Talk about your depression.
Yeah.
You're not here to impress other men. You're here to make friendships and brothers. Right? That's what I'm here for. But anyway, sidetrack over the story. So we're running, and Yusuf says,
all this while running.
Yusuf asks, well, any tips for taking hills? So I say, yeah, breathe in your nose, breathe out through your mouth.
Yeah.
Right? Simple. We get to 20 kilometers. We can see the finish site, the finish at the end. We're running, and this guy goes, and I'm looking at his feet. This guy has done this whole marathon.
Yeah.
This half marathon.
Air Force Ones.
Yeah. And he goes, you know, the third time I ran, comrades.
Jesus.
Like, what? I stopped. I remember I hit stop on the stop. What? Like, yeah. I was like, you've done comrades.
You did.
Three times. Like, four.
Did you ask him what shoes he was wearing?
He wore running shoes then.
So this he is like, this is jokes.
But I was like, this guy, he was asking me for tips on taking a hill at kilometer 4. It's like the third time I did comrades. I was like, this guy, this asshole.
How did you feel?
Yo, bro, I was so angry with him, eh? I was so angry. I remind him about
because
it.
Because you obviously hit him with your...
Bro, I was helping him out.
And
a bad day of running is better than a good day of not running. Right? Breathe in like, through your nose, out through your mouth.
Oh, wow, this guy, he's good. And it's like, you know, I could have used this when I ran comrades for the first time.
I was so angry with him. And he's just like, okay, cool, he finished. I still did an extra 4 kilometers because I was doing, I was preparing for the marathon.
Yeah.
He still WhatsApps me, good run this morning. Good run this morning. He's like, do you know where I can get some attire for? I'm going to a wedding later on.
Oh my word, yeah. Way off Air Force Ones.
He did. He had the whole Muslim garb on, white Air Force Ones.
Gangster. That is gangster. Oh my god.
Oh, Yusuf will love that you call him gangster.
Nah, he's gangster.
Yeah, he's legit.
So buy more running shoes. Yeah. Or a pair of Air Force Ones.
Yeah, yeah, buy Air Force Ones. they can be used.
Oh, is this the end screen where the things pop up?
I don't even know how to do that.
Oh, I know how to do that.
Yeah, that's where you have to put, like, where your hands are is where, like, the next episodes are, right?
Yeah. Wow. This is uncomfortable.
If you want that plaque, maybe you gotta do it.
Subscribe!